And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup, Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're at El Cajon Ford, Broadway in Maine, in El Cajon. And it's a beautiful morning here this morning for our final San Diego County Ford Dealer Casting Contest and live broadcast here. It's easy to come. You take the Garfield exit or just find Broadway in Maine in El Cajon, and you can't miss it. The brand new building is absolutely gorgeous, and we have a great crowd already assembled, and lots going on here and a lot of great things to give away. So come on down to El Cajon Ford and stay tuned to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Discover the reliable Yamaha four-stroke family. This versatile line of outboards is available in a range of horsepower with exciting new additions like the advanced technology next generation F-115 and F-200. Both the F-115 and the innovation award-winning Yamaha F-200 are the lightest double overhead cam four-strokes in their classes. The original F-150 delivers legendary reliability, and the all-new F-175 creates a convenient new horsepower tier. Compact, lightweight Yamaha four-strokes, perfect for repower and ready for anything. Find them today at your local Yamaha Marine dealer. Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
We got two involved in conversation. Yeah, with the boys,
the
huh?
The boys are here, man. It's going to be good times. Boy, we're going to be having a great time today. Live here at El Cajon Ford. It's our final Ford live remote fun casting contest.
Oh, yeah.
Prize giveaway, just a rad day, and what a cool way to wrap it up than at El Cajon Ford. What an awesome spot to be doing the show
today. Yeah, we want to thank our friend Paul Dyke here from El Cajon Ford, the brand new El Cajon Ford.
Yeah,
what a beautiful facility. It's just fantastic. And what a way to start the Labor Day weekend with the guys that always work really hard from the East Cape and beyond. Mark Rayer and Jack Nielsen from Gen Ren Sport Fishing.
Deckhand Jack.
Title. Yeah, the guys who work really hard, Mark Rayer and then Jack.
Yeah, yeah. Since your sons at Accurate got rid of you, now
that's
you have
right.
to work
I
for
needed
them.
A job.
Yeah. Now, now you got to
work for Mark.
Right?
You got to work real cheap, though. Yeah. Let me tell you.
I don't know. I think Diego and the boys, they get well paid.
Well, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's
so what's your problem?
I just need a job.
Yeah. Well, good morning, guys. Good morning, Mark.
What's up, boys?
Morning.
Good morning.
Great. When did you get here from East Cape, Mark?
Yesterday afternoon.
Yesterday afternoon. And what's going on down there?
The fishing is kind of off the chart. It's incredible. And the weather also. It's been just weird. It's been so nice for just week after week after week. There hasn't been any wind. It's just been calm. And we've had a couple storms on the outside that haven't really bothered us at all. Actually, they've kind of helped us. They've pushed in some cooler water, and our water was approaching 90 degrees. And it's really weird because now it's September. This is supposed to be the warmest time of the year, and the water's cooling down. We're fishing in 86-degree water rather than 90-degree water.
Beautiful.
Chilly.
And it's turned on the bite. It really has.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. So we're looking pretty darn good for our 21st annual Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular.
Looking really good.
Yeah, awesome. I'm excited really about really that. Good. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. We were just discussing for that tournament that we've added another $1,000. I don't know that you heard that one.
I didn't hear
but,
that.
Yeah. Thanks to statewide striping in George Weir Aswell, we now have $2,000 up for grabs in the tournament. So what we're going to do is $750 for the largest tuna, $750 for the largest wahoo or dorado. Then we're taking the other $500 and we're dividing it up for the first, second, and third place captain and crew in the tournament. So the captains and crew are going to be having a little incentive to catch a lot of fish and do a lot of fun there. So
is Jack eligible for that?
If he's fishing and signed up in the tournament and staying at Palmas.
I'm coming down to Mark's place Wednesday.
Yeah.
Can I pre-fish?
And then just
use those points?
And you'll take my word for it?
No.
On the honor system?
No.
When I get my... 190-pound yellowfin tuna, which, you know...
That doesn't work.
Oh.
Yeah. So are there tuna around?
Yes, there are.
Really?
Diego took my place, and because I was on the way up here to run the boat. We had all our boats out yesterday, and he caught 20 tuna in the morning.
Sweet.
Had limited out and had to go do something else.
Wow, what a bummer.
It's horrible when that happens, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, what about wahoo?
Not that many wahoo right now. They're still getting them, but... They're a long distance, and the fish are close. We're not running the distance for the wahoo because we're getting the tuna right out in front. What's really weird is we're catching yellowtail and amberjack now. Now, that's a wintertime fish.
Yeah, really,
this is September.
Right.
And that tells me we're catching them in 250 to 400 feet of water, big, nice 25, 30, 35-pound yellows, 30, 35-pound amberjack. You can go on our Facebook page or my blog, and you can see pictures of them. And that tells me that there's got to be cooler water down below. There's got to be a thermocline with the cooler water, which is another good thing. I mean, it's just nothing but good right now.
That's
awesome.
Yeah,
that's amazing. So is that Dorado Wahoo place going to be filled? Or should we have a contingency plan?
The East Cape is spectacular.
Somebody's going to catch
you. You're always going to find a Dorado.
You don't need a contingency plan. I mean, it never ceases to amaze me. The East Cape, it's just incredible.
Yeah,
it's
and
cool.
Continues to be incredible. So tell us about Gen Ren Sport Fishing. Other than the fact of, you know, your deckhand Jack, it's a pretty smooth operation, right?
Yeah,
I resemble that remark.
there's a little bump in the road there. You didn't have to remind me. We added a third boat this year. I don't know how that happened, but in April, I put on Vaquera. It's another 35 Cabo yachts, and it's unbelievable. I thought that... That the idea was that it would give us some relief. In March at the Fred Hall show, I was seeing that we didn't have any space left to sell.
Awesome.
And we were disappointing a lot of people, so I thought I'd put on another boat. Well, we're like 25% filled for 216 already.
Whoa.
I mean, Viterra's working way more days than I ever expected that it would.
So you're saying you're all booked for our tournament?
Yes.
Across the board?
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, boy.
Awesome.
And, the guests that fish with us, anglers that fish with us, they fish with us one time and we've got them.
Yeah.
We just have them. They just don't go back because our venue is just different. We've got the nicest boats. We've got the highest quality equipment. We've got all the electronics. I just put another pair of Fraser optic glasses on the Viterra.
Nice.
We just have to have that stuff to do the job, and it's all paying off.
It's
awesome.
And the nice thing when we come down and fish with you is you used to bring, rods and reels and lures and a whole suitcase and tube. We bring nothing now. We bring absolutely nothing now because you're fully outfitted by Deckhand Jack, right, on all the Accurate and CalStar products.
Yes.
Yeah. Literally everything is turnkey on the boat. There's fresh line on the reels. You've got fluorocarbon. You've got the hooks, the lures. You walk on the boat with your hat and sunglasses and your sunscreen, and you're ready to rock.
And you could be like Jack and just sit in the air conditioning.
Yeah.
He's working real hard. He's holding the cushions down on the couch.
Yeah. It's a very nice program.
But like you say, just to not deal with all of the hassle of rod tubes and gear and everything, it's all in the boat. I mean, you literally can step off the plane with a backpack, a pair of board shorts and T-shirts and fish for a week.
We even have sunscreen. We're supplying sunscreen on the boats now. You don't even need to bring that. And we have all, fluorocarbon. All the reels are back to Spectra. Every little detail that we could possibly do. And a lot of times, the first time down, guys are a little dubious because they've been there before and they've been assured that it would be really good. And then they get there and the rod's missing a guide or the line's been frayed on the bottom of the boat or something from being on with a different operation. And after the first year with us, they go, your gear's better than mine. Why am I dragging this stuff down here?
That's it.
And with travel now, it's so much more difficult to drag stuff down to be able to not have to and be assured that you're going to be totally dialed in with the best stuff. And bringing your old gear down, fishing's different every day. You can only bring so many rods and reels, and you're not going to have the right stuff for the occasion. And we've got everything from the smallest little reel that Jack makes all the way up to the big heavy stuff, so you're totally covered.
Yeah, everything you want. We're at Elk Horn Ford, Broadway in Maine. Tell them how to get here, Rock Hudson Rickson. This is your territory.
This is my hood. Well, it's an easy spot. That's the beauty of coming to Elk Horn Ford. Very easy. You just want to take the Interstate 8, whether you're above or below, take Interstate 8 all the way out to the Greenfield exit. You're just going to head west, which is going under the bridge. As soon as you come to Maine, you just hang a left. It'll take you right here to Broadway in Maine, Elk Horn Ford. It's a very easy spot to find, and the beauty of, or you can make a left on Broadway, very easy to spot.
Left on Maine.
Yeah.
Left on, so you
we're on the corner
the
of Broadway and Maine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's on first?
What? So off at the Greenfield exit, you go, is it north, kind of northwest?
Yeah, you kind of head towards the west, go underneath the bridge.
And then left on Maine, right here. You can't miss it. Yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful new building that they just finished here this year. And
huge. I mean, let's face it, Elk Horn Ford is huge. There's so much inventory here. And if you're a guy like we are, if you're a guy that's needing a truck to pull a boat, there is rows and rows and rows of F-150s and Super Duties. And this is a fisherman-friendly place. It's
and
huge.
With the sell-a-thon going on this weekend, Paul tells us, he's going to fill us in later on the show, about the incredible deals going on this weekend only. They have a sell-a-thon. Ford puts huge incentives. Elk Horn Ford adds incentives. And you could even buy a Ranger boat here.
Yes.
We're right next to one. Yeah.
This is an extremely fisherman-friendly Ford dealership. This is what they do. They participate and help out in so many fishing events. And a really cool group of guys that run Elk Horn Ford.
Paul Leader is amazing in the fishing community. And Paul Dyke, the general manager here, amazing in the fishing community. And, boy, are we giving away a lot of stuff here. Cowboy and Tommy P are busy over there handing out lots of prizes already.
You're not kidding. Well, there's a ton going on time today. And, boy, we'd love to have you be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. The best thing to do, for sure, is just to come down here. Come and join us at El Cajon Ford. We're going to be talking all kinds of great fishing and giving so much stuff away just for showing up. As soon as you get here, see the cowboy, see Tommy P, they're going to be giving you a raffle ticket. We give away tons of stuff during all of the breaks here this morning. And that's just for showing up, hanging out, having a good time. You're also going to get a chance to fill out a random entry certificate for winning all of those great prizes that we give away at the end of the show today. Those include your shot at winning our major grand prize, which is a trip to Sitka, Alaska, to Kingfisher Charters. You're basically going to get to go fishing up at Kingfisher. You're going to be one, if you get your random ticket drawn, you're going to be one of the eight qualifiers to win that trip up to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. It includes three days fishing, four nights lodging, all the meals, all the transfers, that fantastic Kingfisher Charters fish process, a round-trip ticket on Alaska Airlines from San Diego to Sitka. The qualifier is going to be drawn at the end of today's show.
Actually, so tomorrow's show.
The qualifier will be drawn today.
The qualifier will be, the last qualifier for, and there's two ways to qualify, right?
Right, exactly. So, one, just show up, hang out, fill out a certificate. If you're the random draw at the end of the show, no matter how you cast or don't cast, somebody's going to get one of those qualifying tickets, be one of eight to win a trip up to Kingfisher Charters, or seven other ridiculously cool prizes. We got a charter on the Blackjack out of Dana Landing. We've got rods and reels, Shimano Trinidads, Shimano Therese rods. We're talking $700, $800 rod and reel combos that are going to be given away.
We have four of those.
Maui Jim sunglasses are going to be given away. A full APCO killer clothing package is going to totally outfit you with brand new APCO gear.
Yep.
And so you basically either make a cast of the casting contest. The winner of the casting contest is going to get one of those eight spots, and one random draw that just shows up today and enjoys a great time here at El Cajon Ford and hopefully wins some great stuff is also going to win one of those other eight prizes.
And the qualifiers are ready, and Jim Melio, Robert Lehman, David Dodge, Nick Norton, Jeff Becker, David Myers are the six qualifiers right now. We're going to do two more today. Then we're going to take all eight of those tomorrow when John Ireland from Rancho Lane Arrows in the studio tomorrow morning. And we'll be drawing as we go for all eight grand prizes, including that trip to Kingfisher Charters on Alaska Airlines. So this is it. Come on down to El Cajon Ford. Get your chance to make the cast, have the random drawing, and talk to Jack and Mark. Jack, you have a friend that has this beautiful book, and tell us about this book. I can't wait to read it.
Well, this is a book I discovered that a friend, his name is Doctor. He's a PhD scientist, Robert Douglas. I fished with Robert many times in long range, and he put together a book called Tuna Smart, and it's a very short, about 110-page book on all the scientific research he's done in his whole career as a scientist and professor at USC on tuna. And basically it answered for me a lot of questions about why they do or what science believes, why they behave the way they do, and in particular why they're all around you sometimes and you're chumming, you're throwing bait, you're throwing everything at them, and they just look at you and give you a middle finger and say, see ya.
Yeah, that happens.
But this is a book that anybody who's interested in the science that's based on not just conjecture or opinion, but what's really been gathered. It's a great book. It's called Tuna Smart by Robert Douglas, and you can purchase the book at a website. And I'll just read it off here. Naturally, it's www.whitefishpress.com. Again, that's white. WHITE fishpress.com. It's an interesting website, too, because there's lots of books on fishing and fishing techniques and things like that. This book is there, available, and I would recommend it to anybody.
That's awesome.
And then, like Mark said, he likes it because it's big print. And it has pictures.
Full-color pictures.
Yeah. What screwed me up is he charts and graphs. I'm not good at those.
No? You
know? No. I'm an engineer.
Mark's
but
good at that.
He's good at water charts anyway.
Yeah.
Well, it's not Krill. Yeah. Anyway, great book.
Great book. Tuna Smart.
Very sharp guy. Very smart. and a very fishy guy, and he's really given us something to really look at and enjoy.
Yeah, well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Mark and Jack are great, and we have a great audience. We're giving away a lot of stuff. Cowboy's here, and Tommy's here, Ryan's here, Dave's here doing the casting contest. A lot of fun here at El Cajon Ford.
You're not kidding. We would love to be you to be a part of it this morning. Like we said, the best thing to do is just come down here. Again, Broadway and Main at El Cajon, very easy to get to off the Interstate 8 freeway. Very close to everywhere in San Diego. So we want you to come down. And if you do come down this morning, we are giving away so much stuff. Like Pete said, during the breaks, we've got a whole table full of goodies. There's all kinds of AFCO gear. I see an AFCO bait net that the Cowboys are holding up. We got shirts and all kinds of cool stuff that Paul and the boys from El Cajon Ford gave us. Wax wing lures. All kinds of great stuff from AFCO. A really, really cool prize pack. Those all get given away.
We have a Bill Varnay's newest, the surf fishing book, and also his new fish ID card, the surf fishing. It's a really cool card. The book and the ID card that Jill Varnay, thanks to Bill, he's got those in tackle stores now that Bill gave us, and Rapala lures, and El Cajon Ford gave us Padre shirts.
That's cool.
With El Cajon Ford on it, Shimano hats, all kinds of stuff out there.
Yeah, so again, that's all just during the break, all for free. Come on down, get a raffle ticket. We raffle those away the whole time. And then if you want to step up to the microphone, ask a question to Jack, ask a question to Mark, participate in the show, have some fun. We have got an awesome prize for one lucky person that steps up to the microphone. At the end of the show today, they're going to get a chance to win those brand new Maui Jim sunglasses. They're actually the same style that Pete's got on right now. It's the Piahi frame with a brand new Dorado color to the frame. It's a really cool pair of glasses from Maui Jim. That Piahi's a really nice big lens, good wraparound to it. It's a really good pair of fishing glasses. And it comes with that great bronze HCL lens, which is probably the most versatile lens that Maui Jim has, that bronze HCL. It's light enough that you can still wear it early in the morning, but it's not too light where if you're in a bright Baja sunny sky day that you're not going to get enough protection. It's a really cool lens and a great pair of glasses from Maui Jim. Again, that Piahi with the Dorado frame. And that's an opportunity for anybody that steps up to that live microphone to ask a question this morning. And, boy, we certainly haven't forgot about you on the phones either. If you want to join us on the phone this morning, maybe if you're on your way down here to El Cajon Ford and want to give us a call, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Toll-free number, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. And you're going to get an opportunity, a very cool prize, too. All of our callers eligible to win a half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Includes all the tackle rental if you need it. Again, half-day trip for two at a Point Loma. And the casting contest. We mentioned it earlier in the show. Obviously, the winner has an opportunity to win one of those great eight prizes. But in addition to that, we've got all three spots at the casting contest winner. We're going to have an AFCO fiberglass gaff, which is a very, very nice gaff from AFCO. We've got a brand-new Shimano rod that somebody's going to win in that guy in the contest. And then the grand prize, which is a very cool thing, thanks to Jack and the boys at Accurate. We're giving away an Accurate Piranha Plier set. So you get the very high-end Accurate Piranha Pliers. You get a sheath. You get a lanyard so that they don't go away on you. A very, very cool prize. And, again, that's first, second, third in the casting contest. So just tons to give away, tons to talk about, lots of great fun. It's going to be a great morning here at El Cajon Ford. Again, if you want to get through on the phones, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Or better yet, just come on down Broadway and Main at El Cajon. We're going to be having a great time. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2 1/2, 3 1/2, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality.
I'm very excited to share my experience with the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit I just installed on my boat. I've been a Simrad Electronics fan for many years and always enjoyed the ease of use and incredible technology. Last year, I installed the new 4G broadband radar and could not believe the difference. So this year, I upgraded to the new NSS Evo 2, and it's amazing. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. The core of any marine electronic for me is how it marks fish, and the new NSS Evo 2 with built-in sonar hub sounder technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. Now, the true test is whether I need to pick up the manual to figure it out. And guess what? The new Simrad gear is so easy, I didn't need it. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system I'd like to tell you, but best to just go to your local Simrad dealer and check it out. Or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
My angler H2Oath. Like the mighty flounder, I will keep one eye on the pole and the other watching for rogue waves. I'll save water by taking shorter showers and enthusiastically celebrate Talk Like a Pirate Day. I will chat up the locals before launching in unfamiliar waters. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Lanero.
Rancho Lanero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Lanero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Lanero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Lanero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA. And RanchoLanero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live here at El Cajon Ford having a great time talking some fishing, talking some fun.
Are you kidding me? What a beautiful day giving away. Oh, look at that. You already won an AFCO bait net. Perfect for the kayak, right?
Nice. Yeah, right.
Very, very nice.
Yeah, we're giving away tons of great stuff. We're having tons of great time, and we're going to go to a place right now that would be a lot of fun to be at, and that's aboard the Prowler. We got Captain Buzz on the line right now. Good morning, Buzz.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, Jack, and Mark. How's things going at the remote?
Work all the time for us.
We're having a great time here, Buzz.
Well, that's great. Well, we just got in this morning, so... I'm not actually on the Prowler, but I'm close to it. Great day and a half trip. Had two excellent kelps first thing in the morning, and one that was of particular note was the one where the Wahoo were chasing around the skipjack.
Whoa! No way, Buzz!
It was something. I mean, you could look down in the slick, you know, next to the boat, and you could see him chasing the darn thing.
Oh, that is so cool. So that's it. It is officially on as it could be. Wahoo, well within range of the sport boats, chasing skipjacks around.
Oh yeah. You know, we never got a bite on one, but it was something just to see him that frisky. So that was kind of the tropical note for the day.
So
pretty awesome.
So that's
a tropical
awesome.
Note for the year, man.
So what's going to happen here? We're in September. It's Labor Day weekend. What's next, Buzz?
I think it's just more of the same, with an increase in the tropical variety. Would be my guess.
Yeah, fantastic. So what's the schedule on the Prowler? Any openings? How can we get aboard the Prowler?
You know, we're out tonight, but there's no openings. However, we are fishing Tuesday and Thursday this week, and we have openings on both trips. So call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500 and take advantage of some open spots to get on the Prowler.
Or you can book right online, right, at fishermanslanding.com.
Thank you.
One thing I want to mention real quick, Buzz, I saw the boat unload the other morning when I was down at the tackle store, and, you know, you guys have had limits of Dorado and very good Dorado fishing on the last few trips. One thing that I would guess a lot of people that maybe haven't been recently don't realize is how good a quality most of this Dorado is that's coming in on board the Prowler.
It is excellent quality for all of the boats, but ours has been, you know, just the same. And like you said, it's beautiful quality.
Yeah, I mean it's not the necktie 500 you would think. No, there's some really really nice Dorado around right now, and some very good fishing for them too. It's some really good. It's like being in Baja.
Yeah, fishing down with Mark.
Yeah. I mean our first tilt yesterday morning, we only got 25 or 30 Dorado, but they were.
Oh my! It's an invasion.
It's so cool.
Mark, can you make it up here to catch Dorado on the boat? Or it's a little far for a day.
Yeah, for a day trip.
Hey, Buzz, thanks a lot for that. Buzz from the Prowler, go get him. And he's got openings on Tuesday and Wednesday. You better grab him while you can.
No doubt.
Fisherman'sLanding.com. Thanks, Buzz. Nice to hear from you.
Have a good
Roy.
Show,
all right, thanks. Roy in San Diego, are you around? There's Roy right there. Thanks for joining us here at El Cajon Ford. We'll get started with you.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
Pete and Rick, I'm on the Shimano on the Water seminar this Friday on the San Diego.
Fantastic.
All right.
And I'm wondering, do I need to really bring anything, or can I let them bring all their gear and just try all that stuff out?
You know, Shimano brings a boatload of gear, at least enough for one for everybody. But if you have a couple of pieces of gear that you want to bring, not a bad idea. On a three-quarter day, average, you know, I wouldn't bring anything less than 30 right now with all this Dorado around.
I mean, bring your bait stick, whether that is a 25-pound or a 30-pound. But I would say bring your favorite bait stick. If you're going on the San Diego, which is like the surface iron popper boat in the world, bring your favorite rod for casting a jig, whether it be a popper or a surface iron, and bring your favorite bait stick. That way you know that that's there, because it's, you know, there's a ton of gear on those Shimano seminar trips. I mean, a ton of gear. But you still want to have your main outfit, one or two, just so you know you've got them all.
This is a backup.
Exactly.
And you don't necessarily have to use it, but just bring a couple outfits and you'll be good.
That's what I would do.
Have a great time,
man. I'm planning
on it. What perfect timing.
I know.
It's going to be fantastic.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks for coming down to El Cajon Ford.
Those trips on the San Diego the last few years in a row have been like the total sleeper. That's
crazy.
The killer thing, because there's less people than would normally come. Like, you couldn't get a spot on the San Diego right now if you wanted to. I mean, it's a couple weeks out.
Yeah, we limit it to like 40 people.
Yeah, so there's less people than there would normally be. Like, there's less, you know, you get the same amount of money, but you also get all the free gear, the free raffle prizes.
The people,
it's awesome.
Like Roy that signed up early, were
that's a
very
good call.
Smart. Yeah. Hey, on the line right now, Rick Stropski. He's from the San Diego Lifeguards. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Hey, great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup. And we talked this week, and it was all kind of initiated by my friend Ron Lane from Fastlane Kayaks, and kind of a little caution for kayak fishermen in La Jolla. And that is, as you know, they had to close the beach, what was it, twice, Rick, last couple weeks?
Yeah, last Saturday we had a sighting that they expressed that there was aggressive behavior by the hammerhead bumping a kayak and doing some circling. So checked with the experts that we always consult with, the Scripps Institute, and kind of just gave us a good reason to do a beach closure based on this, this shark activity.
Yeah, so The idea we want to relate to kayak fishermen in La Jolla is these are this there's a lot of hammerheads around.
Yeah, a ton.
And they can be very aggressive. What makes them aggressive, and I'm sure, Mark, you have dove with thousands of hammerheads in the East Cape. I know that was one of your target dives. What gets them aggressive is blood or fish smell in the water, right?
Yes.
And so when you catch a fish, the message that the San Diego lifeguards and Rich want to express is bag that catch. Contain that catch offshore, and then when you paddle back inshore to La Jolla Cove, make sure that your boat is clean, there's no blood in it, and that way the shark won't follow you. I mean, you've seen a lot of behavior with hammerhead sharks. Is that kind of a good call?
Yeah, that sounds like a really good call. I've never encountered an aggressive hammerhead, but blood and guts in the water would certainly cause that, I would imagine.
Yeah, and it's more so, you know, bringing them into a little a big beach like La Jolla Cove where there's a lot of swimmers in the water. You don't want a 9-foot hammerhead swimming around in those waters, right?
No, I saw it on the internet. I saw a video recently of an incident with a hammerhead.
But generally speaking, hammerhead are not aggressive sharks,
not at
right?
All.
Not
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
And they eat small fish. They don't eat big fish. They eat, but certainly, it's not a good thing to have them around people on the beach.
No, their geometry is not correct for biting off big hunks, really.
Right. Yeah.
But that's not to say they won't try.
I think there are ways down the list on sharks you need to worry about as far as them taking a bite out of a person. But that being said, if the thing's fired up and spinning around, I mean, there's no reason not to be cautious about it, that's for sure.
Yeah, but the message that the San Diego lifeguards want to bring out is they don't want to stop allowing kayak fishermen to come in off of La Jolla Cove. Get the message, kayak fishermen. So be diligent about bagging your catch and cleaning your boat prior to coming back to La Jolla Cove on the beach there. Right, Rich?
Yeah, that's right. Around the swim area and especially coming back to the boat launch. So, yeah, a lot of swimmers don't want to see hammerheads around.
No. And you guys, if it continues, if the kayak fishermen don't do this, you're going to close the beach to kayaks, right?
Well, yeah, you know, how long is the water going to stay warm? How long will they really be out there is a question. But, you know, we think that that will anticipate, you know, some cleaning up once the water gets a little bit cooler again. But in the meantime, yeah, we just want to make sure that they don't get chummed in or lured in closer to shore where we really don't want them to be.
Yeah, so this is a public service for the kayak fishermen in La Jolla. Just make sure you bag your catch, clean the boat, go in. And the lifeguards this weekend only are going to provide, if you don't have a bag to contain your catch, you're going to provide the bag for them, right?
Well, we were considering that, and there may be some available at the boat launch. We certainly will have somebody down there to kind of remind kayak fishermen, hey, we want you to just come in clean. So, like you say, bag your catch as best you can. Do all your, if you bleed your fish, bleed them out there before you come in, and just try to come in clean, rinse your boat. And actually, some of the experts are saying after rinsing, maybe wait 15 minutes to try and ensure that that scent actually does come off the kayak.
Very good. All right, Rich. Well, thank you for all you and the San Diego lifeguards do. It's going to be a busy, busy weekend. There's beach hazards with the big surf coming in, and you guys are going to be really busy this weekend, right?
Yes, and we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, all right. Well, happy Labor Day weekend, and be safe, and thank you for the message to our kayak fishermen fishing La Jolla. We appreciate what you guys do.
All right, thanks, and good luck.
All right. Thanks very much. All right.
You've always said it best. It's much better to regulate yourself as a fisherman rather than to have somebody regulate it for it. You know what I mean?
The whole point we want to make here is let's make sure that this
is clearly what they want. Yeah. And so let's make sure to do it rather than you're forced and it changes into, okay, well, you can't fish on these, you can't, you know, you just take care of, kind of go along with what they're recommending and we'll be all good.
Cooperate, yes,
exactly.
Indeed. Ed McAtee from Mira Mesa. Ed, are you around? There's Ed right there. Thanks for joining us here at El Cajon Ford. Appreciate that very much.
What's up, Ed?
Good morning, guys. Hey, I was going to, you know, I just bought a flat fall. And what I was wondering is, you know, I'm going to use it with mono, 40-pound mono, and I'm wondering what size rod. I mean, should I use a jig stick? And also, can I use that for on the slide to get it out and let it fall?
So, Mark, are you fishing flat falls down in the East Cape?
No.
You're not, yeah. It's a pretty nice jig, and we might have to bring some down for you to try and use, if we can find them.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's the hard part.
I saw them on the Apollo. I'm not, my sons don't allow me to touch anything that says Shimano.
Oh, okay. I got
but
you.
However, I will say this. On the Apollo trip I just did last week, they were a killer.
You watch people
I
catch
watched
fish?
I said, why can't I have one of those?
Well, maybe we can make that arrangement those, for you, Jack.
Those things
but they
work,
really did.
They
yeah.
work so yeah. good. It's just crazy how good those things work. I think if you fish it on a 40-pound rod, and it does, certainly doesn't need to be your jig stick necessarily, because you're not necessarily casting them a long way. It's a vertical jig, something you just either flip, you know, underhand flip out 6, 8, 10 feet away from you, or if the boat's drifting, you can cast it the direction that the boat is going to drift, cast it out, you know, 3/4 of a cast, and let the boat drift to where your line's sinking. 80% of your bites come on the sink. So always be prepared and feeling your line as the line's coming off the reel. And once you get a bite, put it in the gear and wind it home. But just a standard 6.5 to 7 foot, 40 to 50 pound rod would be perfect.
And the size of the mono doesn't it's not a problem. 40 pound, 50 pound maybe.
Yeah, I would say 50 pound would be even better off, just because they are a fairly short lure and most of your bites come in the sink. Most of those tuna. They inhale the jig, so a lot of the times your line is going to be running over the mouth, over the teeth of the fish, and if there's a downside to them, it's that they get bit so good, and that often, you know, I wouldn't say it's all the time. You got to be diligent about retying, but you always hear of guys, oh, I got chewed off, and that's just because they're eating them so deep that the line's running over their teeth. So,
and the other factor too is you could hook a 100-pound opa. It's been happening.
Yeah, it has. Sure.
Falls, so.
Big blue fins.
Yeah, big blue fin. Big yellow fin.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's been a really good jig. But, yeah, 40 to 50 pound and a 7-foot rod would be just fine.
What about color on that?
I can say with absolute confidence, we've been doing it in the shop for a while, it makes absolutely no difference. It's just so good about how that lure sinks that I can just assure you the color just does not make a difference on those things.
All right,
get
anyone
you can find.
Thanks for coming down to Elk on Ford. Good luck in the contest there. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it. Well, the phones are packed up this morning. Why don't we start it off with Don, who's calling us from Temecula. Don, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Don.
Hey, I finally got my two girls, 17 and 18, to go out with me on a half-day boat. We went out on the new Seaforth, and they both got some yellowtail. And now they want their own rods. I'm thinking, what do you suggest in a nice outfit of spinning gear?
Jack?
Oh, you got to get an Acrid SR6.
Is that a small spinning reel?
That's the smallest of the Acrids.
Yeah.
But, no, you know, Shimano, Acrid, we both make really good stuff. We're working on the high-end, expensive side. Might not be a good starter set on the Acrid for the girls, but... I would get a lighter outfit, you know, a 12-pound setup kind of thing just to get started.
And a Shimano bait runner is a nice feature because it has that bait runner feature.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's easy for the girls.
I wish they didn't have a patent on that thing.
I know. I'll bet you do. But you just put it in the bait runner feature, and then they turn the handle, and you're on.
Yep.
So,
and that's a cool reel, too, because there's several levels, price point-wise, depending on how your budget works out, that offer that reel. The Bait Runner OC, which is a very economical, very easy-to-afford spinning reel, the standard Bait Runner, and then that Thunnus, which is like their high-end spinning reel that still has the Bait Runner feature on it. I agree. It'd be an easy way to go, and they make them small enough to be, you know, right for catching a calico bass or all the way up to, you know, a big 12,000 size. You could go offshore and go catch a tuna with them right now.
There you go. And then when they graduate and like spinning reels, you can go to that ultra-accurate reel there. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. I'll tell you what, we have a great show here at El Cajon Ford. Kurt from El Cajon, right here in hometown. Kurt is here at El Cajon Ford, Broadway in Maine. Come on down. Still plenty of time. Still plenty of prizes to give away. And the casting contest is in full swing. Don't forget, last chance to qualify for that trip to Kingfisher Charters via Alaska Airlines next summer. It's going to be a fun time. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, all.
How you doing?
My question is for Rick. I understand you were with Barry last week when you caught a 200-pound bluefin.
Yeah.
And wanted to know the particulars of method, gear, and were you targeting them?
We were just fishing with very heavy tackle and fishing mackerel. out we were our southeast of San Clemente Island and fishing for those real big ones. And there had been a little bit of fish around, and it was a really good piece of the moon where the fish were kind of showing a little bit. And there, that fish has been seen quite a bit and finally was willing to give up a few bites. And we just got lucky and were there the day that it really wanted to float well. You know how bluefin goes. It's traditionally shows real good, doesn't bite real well, and there had been a few days of wind, and the fish had been seen in the wind, and we happened to just get there the day that the weather really backed off, and it got slick calm, and the weather became very nice, and that fish floated, and it was up splashing around and showing itself pretty good, and we got lucky with a few rad bites, and got to see that thing was just awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely killer.
Kurt, you're going on our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, you're bringing your team down and fishing at Palmas de Cortez there. You're going to win one of those categories? You're going to win that $750?
Well, we're hoping.
Yeah, you're going for it. All right. Well, it's going to be great to have you. Appreciate you coming down to Elkhorn 4. Thanks a lot.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more great catch reports, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned live at Elkhorn 4. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Here's what clients are saying about Rick Jensen and the Sport Fishing Financial Group.
My name is Jerry Farmer, and I live here in San Diego. Rick Jensen has successfully managed investments for me for the past 15 years. Before Rick, I worked with financial advisors that led me into bad investments and hid kickbacks they were receiving on the investments. Rick has demonstrated through his attentiveness to my account a great feeling of responsibility to do well for his clients. With Rick, his compensation is reasonable and clear, as are the benefits for the client. For the past 15 years, the cost-benefit ratio has been greatly in my favor.
After learning about Rick and his background and what he's done for his clients, I'm on board. I just opened my own account with Sport Fishing Financial, and I'm very excited about the opportunity.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial Group. Work with me and learn what I can do for you as an investment advisor, and let's go fishing. Give us a call or find us on the web for a complimentary risk analysis, current portfolio analysis, or business retirement plan proposal. Call 949-481-1807 or visit us at sportfishingfinancial.com.
Pete here to tell you about one of my favorite long-range boats, perfect for day and a half to seven-day trips. That's Searcher Sport Fishing. The Searcher offers a top-of-the-line long-range experience at the best value available. The 95-foot Searcher features huge bait capacity, RSW fish holds, and plenty of room at the rail. Chef Charles puts out a spread you will be impressed with, and staterooms are air-conditioned and super comfortable. The crew, top of the line. Check SearcherSportFishing.com for more details and book online today. That's SearcherSportFishing.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year. And salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season. So why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters, so gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live here at El Cajon Ford having a great time. I want to remind you this portion of the show is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They have taken the San Diego processing business to new levels with superior service, superior product, and great innovations like pre-booking your processing orders or what I had for dinner last night, and that was those great new tuna burgers.
Tuna burgers.
Such a cool deal that those guys are putting out at Fisherman's Processing. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, go to fishermansprocessing.com. And if you've got a bunch of tuna after your trip on the Pacific Queen and you want to get them handled, you can take them right to Fisherman's Processing. And speaking of the Queen, we're going to go to the Pacific Queen right now. Captain Drew Card is on the line. What's up, Drew?
What's up, guys? How's it going this morning? Yes, you can take your fish to Fisherman's Processing. They do meet the boat. They do an excellent job, and a lot of our customers choose to have go that route, and we're happy to provide that for them. You know, we just call Fisherman's Processing. They come on down and take our fish, but they're going to probably have some fish on this trip. We're starting out a two-day trip. We're having some excellent fishing here this morning. We're fishing bluefin tuna, nice grade of fish. You know, we've actually had a couple of smaller grade fish, 18 to 22 pounds, but I would say the majority of what we caught is 25 to 45 pounds. It's really nice grade of fish. And we've had a lot of opportunity. You know, we're kind of working out the kinks here. First day of a trip, guys are getting used to their gear, getting used to everything. But, you know, so there's been a lot more opportunity than we have on the boat. But, man, it's beautiful grade of fish, and there's some really good fishing going on. I didn't run the boat early in the week. Captain Joe was running the trip, and it was like a broken record. I kept calling the boat, how's it going today? Oh, we got limits of tuna and a bunch of Dorado. Limits of Yelton and a bunch of Dorado. So there's good fishing going on in a lot of different places. The weather's been absolutely gorgeous. Looked at the weather report before this trip, and it looks like we're going to continue that trend of beautiful weather. And things are just set up for us to have a pretty spectacular fall, I think. I think we're going to be having some very good fishing here in September and probably into October, even November probably.
Wow.
Awesome.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, pretty incredible what is going on here, especially when we just heard a report from one of our listeners here at El Cajon Ford that they hooked a marlin on the half day yesterday in La Jolla, right?
It's crazy. It's crazy what's going on.
Pretty nuts.
I'll tell you, I've been running a couple three-quarter day trips, and we ran one yesterday, and we had one about a week ago. And on our way out a couple of weeks ago, I saw bluefin, I think 4 miles from the Whistler buoy. And I was kind of blown away. I was totally caught off guard. You know, we were planning to go in Mexico. We had permits and everything for that, so we had to keep going. But I was like, whoa, and there's good schools of it. I was pretty surprised. And yesterday, I think I saw 2 marlin on our three-quarter day. So there's a lot of that around, too. I know that Rick likes fishing those days, and there's a lot of that around.
Drew, maybe mention that three-quarter day thing real fast, because that's something that's kind of new to the Pacific Queen, because it obviously, it's with the craziness of the season, it's not been easy to get on board your boat and go fishing with you. And every once in a while, when the stars align and the trips align, you've been squeezing some three-quarter day trips in there. Are there any of those that would be upcoming that we might be able to look forward to?
Yeah, I think we have one on. I think we have a couple coming up this week. I think we have one on Tuesday, one on Friday, and one on Sunday. And that's what we do. I mean, we just put them in there when we have the opportunity, when the fish is close, or at least it's good fishing close, you know, where we can really have a good shot at it. You know, like I said, we had one yesterday. We weren't very successful yesterday. I'm talking about all this good weather, but there was a little bit of chop yesterday, made it, you know, maybe a tad bit more difficult for us to get on it, you know, with such little amount of time. But yeah, I mean, you know, Marcus, you know, he's running those out of our landing as well. The day before, he had limits of Yelton and limits of Dorado on a three-quarter day trip. So, you know, it's available And when everything works out perfect, you can have a spectacular trip in just, you know, in just a short amount of time. So you don't need to go on a longer trip. You know, like I said, we're on a 2-day now. It definitely gives you options. You know, you could fish down that kelp patty fish one day. You know, at times, kind of like aquarium-style fishing, and then you can fish, you know, better-grade bluefin one day, or you can, you know, there's just so much fish around in a bunch of different places that a multi-day really gives you a lot of options. But, I mean, definitely, I mean, I think even that extended half-day out of our landing on the Dolphin's been putting some trips together. So there's a lot of fish around from real close to the point to, you know, a little bit farther away, and like I said, it's just good fishing everywhere, really.
That's awesome. Fantastic. So cool.
Well, Drew Card from the Pacific Queen. Somebody wants to book a trip, fishermanslanding.com, right? You can book right online.
Yeah, you can book right on their website. You can book on our website at pacific-queen.com. You can call them directly at 619-221-8500. And, yeah, that's how you get on the boat. We got some spots available in September. We are starting to fill up, so there's not a ton of availability, but you know, I just suggest booking early, especially if you want to go fishing any time in September. You know, even at the end of the month, just book the dates you got available. Come fishing. We'll get you on the fish, and there's probably a really good chance you're going to have a spectacular trip.
All right. Thanks a lot, Drew. I appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you very soon. Hey, Mark Rayer, all that fish, is it just mind-boggling to you that this is going on here and down in the East Cape, too? You're having pretty spectacular fishing, too, right?
We're having excellent fishing, and it kind of blows my mind. I grew up in the Los Angeles area in Torrance, and I used to fish Redondo, Long Beach, San Pedro all the time when I was a kid. And I remember 40-some years ago, but I remember when fishing was off the chart like that back then. But it hasn't been for a long, long time, and I think it's so awesome. It's so good for the whole industry, for the guys up here, for the tackle stores that have been struggling, for the operators that have been struggling. It's great that the bite is so good.
Yeah, and but what's amazing, normally what happens in the East Cape is the water gets too hot, right, for when we have these El Ninos. But this year has been very, very different, right?
It has been very, very different. You know, it's fishing's good everywhere.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of people ask me that the fishing's so good up here, has it affected us down there and for traffic? And it really hasn't, because it's a different type of fishing. We have it's a whole different venue. We have a destination
where
people come to relax, to be able to have a beachfront place to stay in, to go out in their own private boat to go fishing, not on a party boat. It's a whole different venue. So no, it really has not affected our business at all, the good bite up here.
Yeah.
But I hear about all the excitement, and I'm so happy for everybody. This is where I'm from, and I'm so happy for it. I know most of the operators, and I'm just happy for them.
And it's a totally different thing in the East Cape. It's a totally different experience. Like the people that are going on our Palma Stick or Tez trip, you relax by the pool, maybe have a margarita, a beer. Jack, of course, when he goes down there, he has a he doesn't have any beers or margaritas or anything like that, right, Jack?
I don't have a beer, no.
Yeah, yeah. And you spend, you spend times down there, right?
Yes. In fact, we're departing Wednesday.
Yep. Oh, you're departing Wednesday.
We'll be hooked up Thursday morning for sure.
Going down to you spend a lot of time at the ranch, Rancho Leonero. You spend a lot of time at Palmas de Cortez, and that's the thing about GenRan is you'll operate out of any East Cape hotel.
Yes.
Yeah, whether you're staying at Rancho Leonero, whether you're staying in Palmas de Cortez, you are in.
He'll even pick me up.
He will? Wow.
He'll go that far.
Yeah. Wow. Pretty sensational. Well, let's go live on the Searcher. Captain Art Taylor standing by. Good morning, Art.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, everybody. How's it going today?
Hey,
pretty amazing.
Art, this is Jack. How was the Accra trip?
Jack, Mr. Nelson, sir.
Accurate rep.
It was a fantastic trip, and thank you so much for your support and the sponsorship. And Gary Gillingham is just an awesome representative for Accurate Products.
Thank you.
We had a great time. Lots
thank
of
you,
fish,
Art. Thank you.
Good people, and it's a great relationship. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
How'd the gear hold up?
As always,
don't start with me now.
That's great. So, Art, what's going on out there? We just heard from Drew. It sounds like pretty good fishing.
Yeah, you know, we're at San Clemente. Yesterday we fished the coast and had some yellowtail action, and we're up here. We got a few good grade bluefin tuna and a couple nice-sized yellowfin tuna, and so we got a little start this morning. The weather's great. I called to say that, you know, we had our Let's Talk hookup on the water seminar last week with Patrick G aboard, and wow, we just had awesome fishing with limits of Dorado and limits of yellowfin tuna for everybody, and just a great time, great fun for everybody, and we're just really, really grateful that, Pete, that you allow us to participate in that Let's Talk Hookup seminar program. It's just a great way to get new people out on the water and sport fishing and, you know, introduce the salt water. It's just a great program, so we're really thankful for that.
Yeah, and that's the Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water Seminar. Shimano brings a ton of gear for everybody to use for free, like they will be on the San Diego this Friday. And Art and Celia, you guys do such a great job, and we're certainly honored to be associated with the Searcher and Shimano and that whole program there with the Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminars. And sounded like a great trip.
Yeah,
and lots of fun. I talked to Patrick G yesterday, and he said it was just fantastic. So thanks for putting our anglers on the fish. And any spots available on the Searcher?
Oh, we have one trip at the end of October, a 7-day, that's got a few spots available. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait for the 2016 schedule to come out here in the next week, and you can book for next year.
All right. Fantastic. How do we find you, Art?
619-226-2403. Talk to Celia or Jen, and searchersportfishing.com. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Captain Art Taylor, live aboard the Searcher, and we're here at Elkhorn Ford. The main man, Paul Dyke, is here. Good morning, Paul.
What's up, Paul? Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming out. You know, the Ford dealers love what you guys do for us, and this weekend's the time to come out for sure for Labor Day Celethon.
So why is that, the Labor Day Celethon? I know you're on KSI TV all morning this morning talking about the deals. What are the deals?
Well, Labor Day, Memorial Day, and Thanksgiving weekend, the Celethon weekends. And Ford uses that to move inventory. And how they're doing it this weekend is 0% for 72. Just about everybody can qualify for it. So if you're worried about your credit, get on down here and check it out. And then we're putting huge discounts on top of the 0 for 72. F-150s, $5,000 off, 0% financing for 6 years.
Wait a minute.
You usually always hear one or the other.
Yeah, and this is
both.
The new F-150 the aluminum body?
Yeah, pulls the boat trailers great.
Unbelievable. So $5,000 off plus
0 for 72 months.
And if you got
a big boat and you need a Super Duty to do it, I have $7,000 off and 0 for 72.
Whoa, that's impressive. That's
the biggest discounts with 72 at zero we've ever done.
And how long are the discounts good for?
Through Tuesday night.
Through Tuesday night. Now, here's the deal. I have kind of the inside track with these guys and are my friends, and I know when to buy a car or a truck from Ford. This is when I buy the three holidays, Thanksgiving, Memorial Day, Labor Day.
That's right, Ford Celethons.
If you don't want to wait to Thanksgiving before you buy a car, buy it this weekend at Elkhorn Ford.
For sure, and Ford has the freshest lineup of vehicles. All our stuff is really, you know, 1 or 2 years old. The F-150, like you said, aluminum body, that's brand new. The Mustang, it's brand new. It's got a 2.3 turbo liter engine that gets you almost 30 miles a gallon. It's over 300 horsepower. So you got best of both worlds. And they do the same thing in the F-150 trucks. You got a 2.7 turbo engine in that thing that gets you almost 26 miles a gallon on the freeway, can pull 7,500 pounds. So it's a little smaller engine, a little smaller application, but it's a truck that gets you almost 30 miles a gallon.
That's impressive. Now, what else? Like, what if you don't need a truck? What if you need a car?
Have you seen the new Edge? 2015 Edge just came out. This car, put it up against
all
any.
New.
All new, completely remodeled the SUV. And the 2016 Explorer is new for this year. They've put the EcoBoost in the Expedition if you need to move a lot of people.
Really?
So that gets you great gas mileage in the Expedition, which is a great boat. Mr. Leader pulls all his boats with an Expedition. Loves it.
Now, and then what kind of gas mileage are you going to get on an Expedition? That's a big truck.
Rolling down the freeway about 18 miles a gallon.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
impressive. And you can put nine people in there.
Nine people. That is impressive. The all
new lineup with Ford is just blowing everything else away, isn't it?
It's making it easy for us to sell cars.
Yeah,
you know?
I can imagine.
We were in Detroit just a couple days ago, and every Ford dealer had smiles ear to ear because we've got this product. Ford's given us great discounts, great rebates, great financing. So it's definitely the thing to do this weekend is get yourself a new car.
Yeah, come down the Elk Cone, Ford. You're going to be here all weekend?
All weekend. We left about almost 1 o'clock last night, sold 27 cars. Big day yesterday.
Wow.
Hope to sell about 40 today is the goal. For the weekend, 4 days, over 100 cars.
Oh, my.
So rad.
And so get, if you want a choice of
selection.
The right selection there, get down here today.
For sure.
All right.
Thank everybody for coming out, too. This is a great event.
Yeah, well, thank you, Paul. Paul Dyke, appreciate that. General manager here at Elk Horn Ford, thank you for all the support you give the fishing industry and Let's Talk Hookup, of course, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. Lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The world's most amazing beauties are on their way, and touching is encouraged.
At the Lido Boat Show, September 17th through the 20th, with the finest collection of big boats on the West Coast for you to drool over.
Actually, please don't drool on me.
Free parking and shuttle service, low ticket prices, and if you find the boat of your dreams, finance there and bring her home.
I like decisiveness.
The Lido Boat Show, Lido Marina Village, Newport Beach, LidoBoatShow.com.
My Angler H2O. I will never use that fakey fluorescent pink bait or drag my hula popper through the mud. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed stumps, rocks, and submerged station wagons. And outsmart the ravenous river otter. I will save water by taking shorter showers for higher lakes. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HD is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing. With a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel, it has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, 6 functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at Better Shops Everywhere.